Daily Rest, Thursday, August 31st, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Following Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to him, "See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?" So Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and inherit eternal life." Matthew 19, verses 27 through 29. Following Jesus. Rewarded. Peter's question to Jesus was not asked with a "what's in it for us" attitude, but rather simply revealed his curiosity. Peter and the other apostles had made many sacrifices. They had left behind their personal possessions, families, and previous careers. They had literally left all and followed him. Peter knew that these sacrifices did not earn their salvation. Salvation was an unmerited gift bestowed upon them by God's grace. But what lay in their future, in view of their faith-generated sacrifices? Jesus' response had a personal application for his apostles and a general application for all who are led by the Spirit to follow him. Jesus told the apostles that they would sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That promise of a future reward of grace in heaven certainly must have excited their imaginations. But Jesus did not end his comments with the mention of their personal rewards. He went on to encourage everyone who would be led by faith to follow him. "Everyone who leaves behind family or possessions for Jesus' sake will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." This promised reward of grace was intended by Jesus to serve as a reminder of his love for and commitment to us. He wants to encourage us to entrust both our present life and future life to his grace and power. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the privilege of following you and giving us the confidence to do so faithfully. Thank you as well for promising to take care of us while we serve you in this world and rewarding us by grace in the world to come. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.